Well, thanks for joining us, and thanks for everyone joining us who is also young at heart. So, good morning, Jesse.
Morning.
Good morning, Jesse.
Morning.
Okay, so we have some show and tell, show here and tell for the folks listening to us on the radio. Why don't you unwrap that for us and show Patsy what we have? This has been cleaned, yes, since this morning this has been cleaned. That's a good point. Now hold it up high so people can see it. So how would you describe that?
A really big bottle.
A really big baby bottle. So for our neighbors on listening to us on the radio, big white baby bottle with a big red nipple, and it's about, I'd say, about 6 times bigger than the baby bottles that some of us might be familiar with. So what baby needs that bottle this morning?
A baby calf, vanilla bean.
Okay, so some orphaned baby calves, some baby cows that are at the farm. And how many baby calves do you have?
Two.
What happened that brought those baby cows from a good Presbyterian farm in Hope County, mind you, over to our farm? Why did those ranchers send those little baby calves to us?
Because their moms abandoned them.
Yes. Unfortunately, their moms abandoned them. And this last calf that we just received was actually born in the hurricane. So what name are you considering for this little girl?
Iana.
How do you say that? Ianana. Well, we're still working on that. So born in a hurricane. And what we're thinking happened is that when calves are born, the mom knows the calf by its smell. And so born in a hurricane under heavy rain, we think may have confused the mama cow. And once she rejects the calf, she will not take it back, and actually can be dangerous for the calf. So now, Jesse, and as well as some other young people in the community, are helping to raise these baby cows, right? So here's the question for time with young disciples today. What is your hope? What is your hope for these calves?
That they survive.
That's a good hope, so that they make it, that we do what we need to do, and that these baby cows survive. What would you say, how would you define hope, Jesse? If I said, what is hope, what would you say?
The trust that something will be okay.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. The trust that something will be okay. This is when it's going to get tricky, okay? How would you define faith?
The belief in something.
All right, say it a little bit louder.
The belief in God or something.
Okay, right. The belief in God, right? And that God will help things be okay in the end. While it might not be okay in the short term, in the end, things will be okay. So in some ways, we could say our hope is strongly related to our faith, kind of rooted in our faith, right? As we'd say the same for love, can you think of something else that would be rooted in our faith?
Friendship?
Okay, that's a good choice. Yeah, friendship. Okay, so we're going to be hearing much more about faith today in the sermon. And as we enter this next week, let's remind ourselves of all the hopes that we carry forward rooted in our faith. Can we bow our heads? Lord, we ask that you be with all of those that were touched by hurricanes, that you be with little calves that are confused and lost, and folks in Florida and Georgia, the Carolinas, folks who have been impacted by this hurricane, by the hurricanes recently, and unfortunately the hurricanes to come. Lord, help guide us as a community, as a church, to be part of their healing so that they can have hope that is rooted in our faith. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.